from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard. Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Do you remember when you were in college?
No.
I'm going to introduce you to a young talent. His name is Dylan Foster, and he is the producer of Next Take, which airs overnights from the University of Pittsburgh Talent Pool from 1 a.m. until 5. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you can actually see Dylan via video and our kdkradio.com video stream. We're high tech, Dylan. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So this made international news, actually, when we started doing this, because it was, in a way, revolutionary, where you took university and the young minds and the pool and collective thought process that goes on, put you on the air to talk about news and whatever's going on in the course of the day. So what has been the reaction since you've been doing this?
Oh, it's been so amazing to just see that people are receptive to the idea of, you know, hearing the perspective of what's going on in the world from younger people, from, you know, getting their take on what's going on in the world. I think it's been wonderful just to see that people are so receptive and so open to those ideas.
And I know that we're interested in what young people think. Obviously, you're at a time in your life where you're at a higher education, you get a lot of independence from your parentals, and you're starting to form a lot of your own opinions about the future. So I'm always interested in what you and your other students think about the current status of what's happening in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, right now things are going just happening almost a mile a minute. It's so crazy right now with the presidential race and everything else going on in the world. It seems like there's always so much to talk about, so I'm always happy to talk about things.
Something I'm curious to know is, how do you go about producing this program that runs in our overnight hours? Clearly, you're not on the air live. You have lives and studies and all that. How do you put the program together on a daily basis?
Great question, because it's a lot of work, isn't it, Dylan?
Oh my gosh, it's so much work. Yeah, we got 4 hours to fill every weeknight. So scheduling people, we record our show in advance. So we'll do it like 2 days ahead of time so that we can make sure that we get everything in on time, make sure that we have the time to get done what we need to get done. And then I have to take those files that we record, edit them properly, and get them onto the station so that they're ready to air. So it's a lot of work, but thanks to the you know, the amazing talent of everyone that I work with, we've been able to pull it off incredibly well.
And I would imagine you created a demand now for other students who would like to participate as this thing grows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, as we're going along, we're seeing more and more people from my classes sort of join in on this thing, and people who want to join in on it. And, you know, maybe they don't have the opportunity yet. Maybe they're going to take a couple more years of classes before they can, you know, feel ready to get on the air like this. But we're definitely seeing a lot more interest grow for something like this, and for people wanting to get their voice out there and be heard by the great listeners of KDKA.
And I'm curious, what news or stories resonate most with college students in general, in your case, at the University of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about it is that I found that just about any story works well, because every college students have a perspective on just about every story. It might differ from, you know, the perspective of someone in an older generation or a younger generation, but we do have perspectives on just about every issue. So we tackle such a range of topics, whether it be, you know, the politics of the world, international affairs, to just topics that affect, you know, our everyday life on campus as Pitt students.
Dylan, is the immersion in the number of news stories that you're looking into now with completely, not just a scan, but because of the program, is the immersion, is that affecting your outlook at all? Or do you find yourself adjusting any of your views as this has gone along?
It certainly has opened my eyes to a lot of things that I maybe was not paying as close attention to before. I think that a lot of the times we'll just see news that comes across our feeds and we'll be like, oh, okay, that's happening. Scroll, see what happens next. But this has allowed, you know, me to actually like dig deeper into those topics, to actually see what's actually going on and how that's going to affect not only myself, but all of my friends, all of my peers, and just everyone that's around me. So I think that, you know, getting the opportunity to, you know, dive deeper into these stories and actually, you know, force myself to present them at sort of like a higher level, I think is has definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things.
We're with Dylan Foster, who is the producer of Next Take, which airs overnights here on KDK weekdays. Also, where are you from, Dylan? Where'd you grow up?
I'm originally from Dubois, Pennsylvania, just like about 2 hours northeast of here. It's a bit smaller of a town than Pittsburgh, but it's a great place and I love it.
I'm familiar right off of Route 80. You have cheap gas prices there for some crazy reason.
Yeah, they do.
I'm also curious now how this has changed your perspective in terms of curious for you. How do you get your news prior to you being the producer of this? How did you get your news? Is it all social media driven?
A lot of it is social media driven. You know, before I started doing this show, a lot of the times I would just like scroll through my feed on Twitter, X, you know, or Instagram, whatever it may be, and literally just read the headlines and be like, okay, that's what's going on. Keep scrolling. But now that I've, you know, been on the show, I'm like reading a lot more into these articles. I'm following major news stations. I'm watching live feeds from news stations. I'm digging deeper into the news. And I hope that's something that, you know, we inspire people who are listening to us to do as well, because you don't really get the full story from just reading a headline on a social media app.
Yeah. And I know Paul and I talk about this, the information on social media in many cases is not true. It's opinions or twisted for other reasons. So it's hard for someone that doesn't understand the journalistic principles of what to separate of what's real and what's not.
That's why I often say, Dylan, and on the air especially, it's really important who you follow, you know, right. What you're going to allow into your feed. I don't know if that's your experience, but it's mine.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, in the past, I've followed accounts that I've, you know, thought that I trusted, thought that the news that I was getting from them was accurate. And then as time goes on, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know if I fully trust this. I don't know if this is incredibly accurate to what's actually going on in the world. And I've had to like step back from those places and ask myself, like, who is it that I'm following? What news am I following? Is this credible at all? And just sort of just dig deeper into, you know, who these people are and what is actually credible out there.
Well, continued success. We'd love to have you back on again in the future, and some of your air talent too. And I know as we move through into changeover and semesters, we're going to have new people all the time. But appreciate it, Dylan. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.